It's time once again for Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish, visiting with Brent Gloy, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and one of the authors of the blog at ageconomist.com. First of all, Brent, we're catching you in the tractor this past week. Finally, we're able to get out in the field. Is it working pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good conditions here today to plant some corn.
Well, that's excellent, and hope some guys can make some progress this week. And we're going to talk about USDA cost of production estimates showing little change from 2016. Now, according to the latest Ag Department cost of production estimates, farmers will find the 2017 cost of producing corn, beans, and wheat basically unchanged from 2016. So, Brent, talk to us about that.
Yeah, Joe. Well, what we're seeing is that if you look at USDA's numbers, they're saying that 2017 looks to be about like 2016 on the cost side of the ledger, which is not entirely good news for everybody because we all know that 2016 wasn't a great economic year in farm country. And so we've had actually a little bit of price deterioration, I think, from 2016 as well. So when you look at it, it's shaping up to be another tough year.
Let's look at when you get to the bottom line on some of these. When you start looking at total cost per bushel, and folks can look at this at ageconomist.com, you get your price estimate from USDA, $3.50 on corn, $9.60 for soybeans, $4.30 on wheat. So tell us how those numbers shake out.
Well, you know, on those price estimates, one thing to keep in mind is that's the USDA's estimate of the market year average price, which is about guaranteed to change. So they go up and down. But when you look at kind of average conditions across the country for growing corn, wheat, and soybeans, it ranges from really bad wheat to kind of okay for soybeans, where you know, we're showing about a break-even cost of production price level, and corn some negative returns. So when you look at, put all that together, you know, I think wheat producers are forecast to lose about $200 an acre on an total economic basis. That's all fixed costs and everything. That's a really not a very appealing picture.
No, not at all, considering, well, and you can see why we have the lowest number of wheat acres we've had in a long time once guys put the pencil to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's no big secret why there's wheat acres that are an all-time low. When you look at the returns, it just doesn't justify it. And on the other hand, it's no surprise why, you know, farmers are slated to plant a lot more soybeans this year. You just look at those numbers, and I think corn is about a $70 disadvantage in those statistics. Yeah, it's going to vary everywhere around the country, but in a lot of places, the beans just look a little bit better on an economic basis. And in addition to that, when you look at kind of what it takes to put that crop in the ground, if people are tight on cash flow, you know, it's a lot less fertilizer and seed expenses to put, say, beans in.
As we wrap it up here, Brent, is there a little bit of good news we can find in some of these numbers?
Well, I think the good news is the same as it was last year. When you look at cost of production, it has come down quite a bit. You know, we're right now, if you forecast corn, USDA forecasts corn cost of production be under $4 a bushel, which just a few years ago was way higher than that. So the good news is costs have come down from where they were. The bad news is, again, that prices are a little bit lower than that. And it just means that I think right now, when everybody's got to really watch those markets, and when they get a chance, or if we get a chance, to sell some crop at prices that give you some economic profits, you sure probably want to think about doing some of it. But, you know, it's been a little bit slow in coming, that rally this year. So we'll see what happens, I guess, going forward.
Brent Gloy, he's co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again in a podcast, you can find it in the podcast page at ruralradio.com. That's this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish.